In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Happy to see you again in our program of approaches, and we're still giving some points about how to evangelize, how to approach non-believers, and how can we deliver our personal experience with the Lord to those who never touched the Lord. You know, there is like a rule that people, if they trust you, they will trust what you see. If they love you, they love what you love. So this rule is usually applicable in all cases. We need to gain their trust, because if they trust you as a person, they will trust whatever you say. They will trust your eyes. They will trust your beliefs. And if they love you, they will love who you love. You love your Lord Jesus Christ, so because we love you, we love your Lord. So this is another way to introduce our faith or our personal relationship with the Lord. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy in an inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. These words given by Saint Peter, he meant that they can see the joy in your life. They can see your faith expressed in your love and joyful life, so they will follow you easily. Someone may ask, in delivering this experience, how can we avoid any kind of deviation from the truth revealed in the Bible? And this is, you know, very good question. It might happen, this kind of error, because man part will may deviate the truth. It was written that the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So St. Paul was telling his disciple Timothy that these things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men. So St. Paul is giving the truth to Timothy. Timothy will give it to many faithful men who will be able to teach others. So we need to deliver the faith to faithful men. And they are faithfully deliver the message to the next generation. And we have two good limitations in this: the church limit and the Bible limit. Any kind of truth we believe in, or any kind of experience in our relationship with the Lord, we should refer back to the church history and to the Bible teachings. And these two lines will help us to evaluate this kind of experience. Is it on the right track or deviated from the right one? Also, it was written that you have not so learned Christ. So this St. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, you have not learned Christ so. So this means that we learned Christ in some way. And if it happens, we learned Christ in another way, this is not true. Also, if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do that church of God. So there are some customs in the church, rituals in the church, and it's well known and widely spread in all the churches, and we shouldn't get out of this. Even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. So St. Paul was very much decisive in this. Even if an angel came from heaven to teach us different ideas than we believed in as church, as fathers, as saints, as everyday life with the Lord, we should reject this teaching. Also, I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. So by focusing on the love of the Lord, we continuously build up on this love of the Lord to help people catch the kingdom of heaven. One may ask, saying, can we grow together or should we fully become mature before starting? I mean, some may think, I can grow in the Lord by myself. Do I need the church? Do we need this kind of community or communion together? Do we need the help of others? Why shouldn't the Holy Spirit inside me guide me the way, His way? Why should we refer to the history of the church fathers, the church mind, the rituals of the church? Do we need badly the priesthood? Why don't we enjoy the praying in our way? So this common question may be asked by some believers or non-believers. Actually, although our Lord put the faith inside our heart by the grace of His Holy Spirit, but also He gave this power to believe in Him through the words of the Bible, through the teaching of the church, through the history of the church. So all these factors work together. We cannot ignore any of these. And anyone would go his way alone, he can easily deviate into sideways. And devil can work on him easily because he has no guidance. He has no one to help him to go back to the right track. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints which is the width and length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. These words given by St. Paul when he was imprisoned in Rome and he was delivering the message of to Ephesians, he was telling them that he is bowing down to worship God for them. He was praying for them that God may give them the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to enjoy His love, God's love, more and more. And he was saying that you can feel what other saints felt. You can grow in the Spirit to the level of other saints. You can share the saints, the experience of knowing God deeply and intimately. So he is putting saints in this, that we cannot grow in our relationship with the Lord away from the church mind and experience of our forefathers. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all love, long-suffering, as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life. And this you can see, that the personal experience of St. Paul was helping him to preach the sinners, to put them in the way of the Lord, to give them hope that he was the worst one, he was more bad than them, but God chose him for this witness. You know, there are many questions you may face with non-believers or with some believers, but we need to study the Bible more and more. We need to pray asking the Lord for wisdom all the time. We need to love people to help them to know God more and more. We need to enjoy touching the Lord in many ways, seeing him in his words, in the nature around, in the circumstances happening around, in the people around, in the poor and sick people. So we need to grow in the Spirit in order to help others to catch the salvation. This is our mission. This is our goal in life. This is our approaches to save others. And by doing this, we will enjoy our life, and also we can catch kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Amen.